Live. You can bring up what you would like here toll free. We launch into the third hour of the program. With you in studio tonight is Ian.
And Ryder.
And Mark.
And we're talking about a lady with Down syndrome. She's 29 years old. She would like to be in control of her own life. But the powers that be are going to determine whether or not that will be the case. At this point, she is not. Her parents have relegated her to a group home. She's attempted to escape from that group home. She wants to be making her own decisions in life. In fact, she even has a group of a couple folks, a family, that runs a thrift store that has given her a job, that had given her a job, I guess, before a bicycle accident had transpired that gave her parents the excuse they needed to put her in this group home. And the group home says she needs to stay there. She can't be allowed out in society. She'll kiss somebody. She gives hugs to people.
The people that make money off of her living with them want her to continue to live with them.
Right.
And the people that really, I guess these other folks probably, you know, got a net benefit from her living with them because she would take care of their daughter with
the people at the thrift store.
Yep. Yeah. But they've spent $50,000 and I tend to think what to me that shows is that they have an interest in Jenny's well-being, that they care about her.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's an incredible amount of money to pour into somebody who is, you know, essentially organizing racks at the thrift store.
Right. So they're on one side of the issue, and frankly, the taxpayers of the place where Jenny lives is on the other side of the issue. Because you can believe the group home isn't paying for these legal fees.
Let's bring Joe back on the line in Idaho for further thoughts. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get them all out. So go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, it's easy for us with what little information we have, again, assuming that everybody has pure motives, to, you know, say what we would do. And for my part, I guess if I was in the parents' shoes, the hardest thing to do would be to go ahead and let her go. And I mean, the hardest part of that would be following up to make sure she was safe and spending that extra time, you know, with her to help direct her in whatever, safe way I could.
But they don't care. They pulled her off on a group home.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. But you know, the good thing is that there's plenty of government agencies which would love to take care of Jenny, right?
Yeah, so, well, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Is it a government run group home? I didn't make that.
I
don't know.
It.
Okay. Probably. They generally are.
I mean, where are they getting their money from otherwise?
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I mean, it could be a privately run group home.
Okay, it's a privately run group home that gets nothing but government money.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good point.
So,
Joe, what else?
That was pretty much it. Like I say, you know, it's easy for us to make those calls. We're not really in that, but I do wish her the best. And thanks for your time, guys.
The thing about making the calls is that, you know, so we're dealing with a gal who has an IQ of 52. She's 29 years old. You know, what about making all the calls for everybody else? I know that the world would be a better place if I got to make the calls for everybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, we'd just be better off. Ian.
That's what all the sociopaths think.
If you just stop doing all your activism and concentrate on making telephone calls for Free Talk Live day in and day out, nothing but picking up the phone and calling station owners
and station managers
and general managers and program directors.
But then I wouldn't be happy if that's all I spent my time doing. And I think that's the most important point here.
Whoa. We're not talking about Jenny's happiness here.
We're
talking about her well-being. Your well-being, Ian.
It's your opinion of the well-being. And that's what the most important point is here. For, you know, what Joe was saying there, the parents, maybe they are concerned, although it certainly doesn't seem like it. Maybe they are concerned about
their
daughter's well-being.
Well, they probably have some level of concern.
But the thing is, what good is life for an individual if that person isn't pursuing their own volition? They're not pursuing their own direction, their own interests. Even if those interests lead them to a place where we might not want to see them, what good is that? What good is safety? What good is worrying about somebody's safety and, you know, and using that as an excuse to lock them away in some kind of padded room? You know, what is the equivalent of a padded room? Lock them away in this group home and prevent her from following her heart, from acting on her desires. I mean, to me, if I were the parent, I'd want what's best for my daughter in this case, and whatever's best for her is what she thinks is best for her. If she thinks that she's better off on her own and better off with this family, then goddess bless her. Good luck. Enjoy. And, you know, we'll be here for you if you change your mind or if you need some help or whatever, but to meddle in people's lives like this and try to control them, I think is just despicable.
It's a good point, as long as she's not hurting anyone else, of course, with her actions or her inability to make certain choices. But whatever she wants to do is certainly a heck of a lot better than what millions of other people are doing in this country, where they actually are hurting people or taking welfare when they
sure.
when they don't truly need it or something like that.
Useless wastes of life. I mean, this lady wants to contribute. She wants to get out there and work. She wants to help this family have a better store and take care of their sick daughter.
And I'm willing to forgive her for spending all that time at the Republican headquarters.
Let's go to Jeremy. He's in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live, Jeremy.
Hey, Ian. I think it's something that happens a lot in our society.
I'll tell you what, I think your phone is
I wondered how long it was going to take.
Hang on. I'm going to have you call back. Talk to the board operator there, and we'll get you back on a better line. I couldn't handle that one.
I think you're right when it comes to these audio issues. It's just funny.
I'm way more tolerant than I should be of some of these phones. Hey, get Skype, Jeremy, and call us on Skype. I bet you that'll solve your problem right out the gate. Skype username is lrn.fm.
Yeah, how many other talk shows can you call in on Skype?
That's a darn good question. Someone should research that and get back to us on it. 855-450-FREE. You know, I was on the Justice for Jenny Facebook page, and I'm sorry, I haven't posted that to our Facebook yet.
I don't know
if you have. You did. Okay, great. So, and there's a neat story right there that they posted about a restaurant owner who is... one who has Down syndrome. He's 27. His name's Tim Harris. And it's here's the editorial note from The Human Factor at CNN. It profiles survivors who've overcome the odds, confronting a life obstacle and injury, illness, or other hardship. They tapped their inner strength and found resilience they didn't know they possessed. This week, CNN introduces you to 27-year-old Tim Harris, who says he's living the life of his dreams. And this is written in the first person. It's Tim writing the article. Roswell, New Mexico. He writes, I was born in January of 1986. A few hours after I was born, our doctor told my parents that I had Down syndrome. A lot of people told my parents they were very, very sorry. I guess they didn't know then just how totally awesome I would turn out to be. Growing up with three brothers was a lot of fun. They treated me like a brother, not like someone special or different. They never let me use my disability to get out of doing the dishes when it was my turn. I did try sometimes, though. I started in Special Olympics when I was 13 years old, and my Special Olympic sports are basketball, poly hockey, volleyball, golf, and track and field. I have dozens of gold medals, way more than another Olympian, Michael Phelps. Many of them are on display in my restaurant. I think that being athletes made me and my friends popular in high school. I was so popular that I decided to run for homecoming king in my senior year. I was very happy when I won, but my brothers told me that even though I was the king at the school, I was not the king of our house. After high school, I had a dream to go to college. In the fall of 2004, I moved to Roswell, New Mexico, to attend Eastern New Mexico University. And yes, it's true, there are aliens in Roswell. He says, I graduated in the summer of 2008 with certificates in food service, office skills, and restaurant hosting. After college, I knew I wanted to live on my own. I love my parents a lot, but I want to have my own life. In July of 2010, I moved into my own apartment, shop for my own groceries, do my own laundry, and pay all of my own bills. I love living in my own place. And lucky me, it's right next door to my restaurant. I bet you wish you could walk to work in 2 minutes.
Thinking about it, I don't do any of those things.
For over 10 years,
it's like my wife is keeping
an invalid
pet that can make telephone calls and do radio sales.
For over 10 years, I had a dream to own my own business. Well, I'm here to tell you that dreams do come true. I'm the owner of Tim's Place, the world's friendliest restaurant, located in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
You know, and I think that this, you know, these two articles, what really, you know, and I don't know, there's probably somebody with Down syndrome out there that's grumpy and mean. I don't know those.
Not this guy. Let me finish this point, and you can come back to that. He says, my favorite part of the workday is giving out the free Tim hugs. They are on my menu, and most people order at least one.
There you go.
He says he's given out nearly 40,000 hugs and even has a counter on the wall to keep track of the total.
He's turned his attitude and his disability into an asset, and thank God for
Tim. Amazing. More coming up here in moments. 855-453, and it's because he had a family that didn't tell him he was crippled. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control here, toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line with you in the studio. Here it's Ian
Ryder
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Archives, we've got them. They go back to late 2006. They are all free for you. So once again, go to freetalklive.com. Hook up with as many archives as you would like, all for free. Free Talk Live. .com. Now, Squarespace.com, we've been talking about them recently on the program. I'm excited that they are on board with Free Talk Live, and you should be too, because it's your chance to get Squarespace at a discount I mean, it's one of the best websites out there, if not the best site that I've ever seen for building your own website. It's so intuitive. It's so easy. Everything is drag and drop. You can drag and drop content right from your desktop, even rearrange the elements of content within the page. And if you get stuck for some reason, you can always contact their support department. They're there 24/7. Live chat's available during the week, and they've got extremely fast email support. Now, of course, the best service comes at a cost, but a shockingly low cost. You get their incredible service, the beautiful themes and the designs that they have at Squarespace.com, and you get it all for $8 per month, which, by the way, will include a free domain name if you sign up for a year. You can use our discount code to get 10% off, which is FTL7. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and then the number 7. So use FTL7 when you're ready to sign up. But don't just take my word for it. I mean, I've been in there. I've looked at the features. I've tooled around with the site. Don't take my word for it. Please do it yourself. Go to Squarespace.com and sign up for the free trial subscription. It's not one of those scammy things where they ask for your credit card number in order to get you through the front door, and then they give you a free few weeks and then quietly start charging your card a bunch of money. No, no. It's $8 a month, and you don't have to give them a credit card up front. You just sign up with your email address, and you're in the door. You can do whatever kind of web building you need to with Squarespace.com with the free trial. And then when you're ready to say yes, it's there for you at a discount, thanks to our discount code FTL7. These designs are professional. They're beautiful. Doesn't matter if you want a blog site, or you want a portfolio for some of your artwork or designs or whatever it is that you do that's creative. Also, they have store e-commerce options that are relatively new to Squarespace, and they make it all look fantastic. See for yourself, squarespace.com. 855 453 is toll free. We've got Jeremy back in Rhode Island. We've been talking about a lady with Down syndrome who is trying to get free. She's trying to get out of this group home that her parents have placed her in. She's, again, 29. She's got a home that she can go to. There's a family that wants her to help with their thrift store. She had helped them in the past. They're putting up thousands of dollars, $50,000 in legal fees and court fees, just to try to help this young lady get out from this group home. And Jeremy is on the line with us in Rhode Island. We're going to try him again. Had a bad connection earlier. Are you there, Jeremy?
Yes, I am.
All right, sounds better. So, go ahead.
The point I want to make with this is it's part of a larger societal issue that people just want to defer responsibility to the state. And, you know, you guys talked about that a lot on the show. But one quote that got me from the article is, this is from the case manager. Jenny needs supervision and guidance. And he, that refers to the stepfather, he feels she is just getting that and more at the group home. And that's from the case manager. Now, he feels that a state agency or some sort of privately run company or nonprofit that gets state funding is the best people to deal with taking care of his daughter. That's where he feels it's safe. Now, if you go on Google News and you look up group home abuse, you'll get so many results. It's sick.
Oh, I bet.
Because the people in the group homes, a lot of the people that work there are not, that they're there for the same reasons that most people go to their jobs. They just want to get paid. And it takes a lot of
And they deal with a lot of crap throughout the day. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It can be an unenviable position at times, and everybody loses their patience. And when you lose your patience with somebody who's, I don't know, you're not in love with, you don't love them like you love a family member, it can go poorly.
Well, some people are there for the purpose of taking advantage of mentally deficient individuals,
I suppose.
And that's why you see a lot of horrible stories.
Well, I don't know if they get into that to do that. I think it's just a lot of burnout. They get into it because, oh, sweet, I can get paid $11 an hour. That beats working at McDonald's. You know, you don't have to have any degrees. You don't have to have any sort of – you just don't have to have a criminal record. And congratulations, you're now working in a group home in most areas. And they get into it. They're not mentally prepared for it. They're not in it for the right reasons. You know, and these nonprofits – well, you know, people are profiting in it. It's just, you know, on the books it's called a nonprofit, but those caseworkers and, you know, the HR managers and all that, they're all profiting quite well, quite handsomely.
Absolutely.
So that was just what I want to say is that, you know, if state-funded employees are never going to care about someone as much as someone's friends or family will. And it's really sad that that her mother and stepfather are taking this route, and I hope the judge makes the right decision. But, you know, when the judge told her to basically push down when she tried talking in the courtroom and silenced her and had her removed from the room. And we have all these things, all these requirements on companies to allow disabled people to have ramps and this, that, and the other. But she's in a courtroom, and all of a sudden there's no extra, you know, hey, well, you know, she does have Down syndrome, so she might interrupt.
Yeah, cut her a break, right?
You know? Yeah. No, she doesn't get any sort of extra accommodations. No accommodations in the courtroom. You're a slave like everyone else. And it's sad.
Jeremy, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Glad you called back. 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. Brought to you by SACL CAI. We also have Skype, and you can connect with us there at username lrn.fm. Amos is with us in West Virginia. Amos, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I date a girl that's got a son that he's 18 or 19 now. He's got Down syndrome and autism, both.
Oh, my.
They call him Lucky. But the poor guy, he's pretty bad off. But there's an excellent book. I can't remember the title, but there's an excellent book about two guys that have Down syndrome, and they've had, you know, they wrote the book and with the help of some other people, but they've had a normal life. But I think what it keys into a lot is what Ian have talked about earlier, this babyfication of America, of youth, you know, and the kids and young adults are told time and time again they can't do this, they can't do that, they're too dumb, they're too,
too inexperienced, to be protected from yourself, you might make a mistake, you don't want to bump yourself, you don't want to get hurt.
So how old is Lucky?
Yeah, 18? He's 19. But he's pretty bad.
Stand by, Amos. I know you have more to say. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Talking about the childification of America. Let's round off all the corners. Give everybody padding. Make sure that, you know, they're told when they can do the things they want to do. Oh, you want to start working? Well, sorry, we've set an arbitrary age for that. You're going to have to wait a few more years. 855-453. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders or preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. That means you can take control of the airwaves, should you so choose. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, Mark, I used my blockchain app today, and it was incredibly easy. It was built right in. It came right up when I was using another new app that we might be talking about a little bit more in upcoming days called Gift. And blockchain just makes it so easy to send bitcoins to send and receive bitcoins to anybody, anywhere. Of course, bitcoins are a decentralized currency and a financial payment system that is basically government-proof. It was created without the government's knowledge or involvement. The government can't stop it from existing. The banks are probably pretty upset about it, too. It cuts out the middleman from money and puts it in the hands of the people. And once you've got some Bitcoins, you got to have a place to store them. Or in order to get Bitcoins, you have to have a place to put them.
Yeah.
And a Bitcoin wallet is what you'll want. But the Bitcoin wallet that's like the default one for Bitcoin, there's a program that you can install on your computer. It's a big program.
It takes 5 days to download it.
Yeah, it takes it depends on your internet connection speed.
Well, a lot of it depends on the peer-to-peer network too.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not all your internet connectivity.
It's a big program. You're going to take up several gigs of space on your computer if you download the full program. But blockchain.info makes it so you can have a free Bitcoin wallet online, so you can access it through your web browser on any computer, and you can also access it through your phone, your iPhone or your Android.
That's true. You go get your free wallet at blockchain.info. It's really awesome. And as a matter of fact, the encryption techniques that they use make it so that they, blockchain, nor the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, or whatever alphabet soup government agency is, staring up your tailpipe, can't figure out how many bitcoins you have in your wallet, or they don't have access to your money. Is if you're careful and you use the tools that they have there, they can't know how much money you're sending or receiving, and they've got tools that allow you to send and receive your bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users there. Blockchain has had millions of wallets in total over time. It's blockchain.info. Get your free wallet today.
All right, let's continue here with Amos in West Virginia. Amos, you have a young man in your life who is 19, has Down syndrome and autism, and we've been talking about people with these, I guess, conditions who, depending on how they're raised, depending on the attitudes of parents, can have a real big factor in what they do as far as, you know, are they successful? We talked about one guy who has Down syndrome, runs his own business, runs a restaurant. And you were kind of keying in on some of that and talked about the childification of America, where there's this mentality of keeping young people as childlike as possible for as long as possible. And I think that's incredible detriment, not only to the young person, but also to society as a whole. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, of course. You know, you look at World War II when you had guys that were, you know, in their early 20s, commanding bombers, you know, over Germany. In Japan, because they needed pilots, and they just, you know, they had to get everybody they could. Look at the movie Memphis Belle, and you can see how young those guys were. I mean, they really had a lot of responsibility thrown upon them at a very young age. And even you go back to the Civil War, look at a lot of the generals in the Civil War were very young. And of course, the men that fought in the Civil War, very young people.
Yeah, Custer was, as a matter of fact, a general in the Civil War. He was demoted after the Civil War, which, frankly, was a good thing. Most people lost their commissions entirely.
Right, but this I have another. I was a sponsor for another boy in confirmation, and I never really could figure out what was wrong with this boy because his mother was off on cloud nine, and the dad just didn't seem to really take an interest in this boy. And he had an excellent art talent, but when he got to high school, and I think maybe even when he was in middle school, they just basically the school board's way of working this boy was just put him into a room.
I call it special needs.
Yeah, and see, they get federal. The more of these kids they get that are spec ed, they call spec ed kids, they get federal dough for him, and it behooves them to keep more of them in these special ed programs. And I remember his mother even came to me one time and said, well, can't you where can Jason take art lessons? Well, I said, look, Mary, you go to his art teacher. That's who you go to. I even tried to contact the art teacher myself, the email, letter, everything. They never even had any courtesy to reply to me. But this boy, they said he couldn't learn anything. And at church, there were some Italian ladies at our church. He was learning Italian. He was interested in Greek mythology. He's an excellent artist. He's still saying he couldn't learn anything. And now, you know, now he's about 27, and he's getting into his first job as a janitor. You know, he's just been kind of piddling around. But at least he's starting, and he reads, and he's starting to make it on his own now. But, you know, there was a lot of people that just would have written him off.
It's really unfortunate when these parents are more than happy to just let the schools make the quote-unquote best decision for their children.
Yeah, they're the experts. They're the experts.
I may have ended up on a couple drugs in kindergarten or first grade if it hadn't been for my parents saying, no, we've got a handle on it.
That's good.
Yeah, they want to put them all on Ritalin, you know, and everything, and that's what's wrong with all these kids end up being drug addicts.
Amos, I share your concerns, and I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for making it, sir. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, everybody comes up against this in life, the naysayers, the people who will say, oh, well, you can't do fill-in-the-blank, whatever it is. I remember when I was younger and I was looking into being an intern at the radio station, a radio station in town in Sarasota. I went to the externship class, as it was called, at the school I went to, and expressed an interest in doing an internship at a radio station. Now, I didn't actually have the GPA. I went to this gifted school, and you had to have a 3.0, and I had like a 2.9 or a 2.8 or something like that. And so I wouldn't have even been allowed to take the course, but I still went there to, you know, to see what I could do about that or whatever, just talk to somebody about doing an internship. And I expressed an interest in working at a radio station, and this lady told me, oh, no, you don't want to do that. Oh, all they'll have you do is, you know, driving the station van and, you know, moving things around and packing boxes and things like that. You don't want to do that. We had a guy do a radio station internship, and you're not going to want that. You know, this idea that, oh, you're going to the gifted school, and you're too good for this. You should be interning as a doctor's assistant or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, I didn't listen to what that lady said. And, you know, there was another lady at the place I worked who told me she didn't think I had a voice for radio.
If she, okay, I think you've got the best voice of all of us on the show. But, you know, to some extent, this lady did you a favor. If you were going to be dissuaded by a, you know, some government bureaucrat that you didn't want to go into radio, then you really didn't want to go into radio.
Okay, I don't know if she did me a favor, but I'm just giving it as an example. Like, I'm not going to have some teacher tell me what to do. I've been anti-authority for my whole life, as long as I can remember, so certainly it had no effect on me. But for some people, it will have an effect.
But
you know?
I do think that there's a really great point to be made here. I mean, this lady was giving her best advice that she had. But what business is it of them? She's there to help you learn. And you're going to learn doing the things you want to do. Even if what you learned was, I don't want to do radio, it's a really valuable thing to learn. Like, here's something that I wanted to do, and now I don't want to do it. I mean, that's a great thing to learn. And you did it in school rather than going out of school and wasting time then.
Well, I wasn't able to take an internship class, so I didn't do anything in school. I went on my own and went to the radio station on my own and, you know, did whatever I needed to do to become an intern without having any kind of school paperwork.
Surprise, surprise.
I never got school credit for being an intern.
I see.
Which is fine, because I ended up doing what I wanted to do. So it worked out. But for all the people out there who are suggestible by people in positions of authority, they might have taken her advice. They might have said, oh, you know, she's
those
right.
Those people will make great public school teachers.
Okay, well, I don't want to write them off, though. I mean, that's tragic. And there are a lot of people who are naysayers in life who will tell you that you can't do that. Oh, you're just not cut out for that.
Or that it's not the most successful you could be. And success
right.
can be measured in a lot of different metrics. Happiness, money, family. I mean, whatever's valuable to you.
Exactly.
It's not measured in money.
These
on Free
people
Talk Live.
Are all over the place. And they will have an even larger influence on somebody who may not have the mental faculties that the average person does, like someone with Down syndrome. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5MM.com.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free, 855-453. Even in these remaining moments, we have enough time for you and your thoughts. If you call now at 855-453, in addition to that, you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And tonight with you in the studio, it's Ian.
Ryder.
And Mark.
Ryder, you've got a story to change gears a little bit here about a robot that its job is to catch pedophiles?
Sort of.
What? Be wary.
What's the robot do when it catches pedophiles?
It's running them down in the streets. Be wary of your online friends. Your anonymous chat buddy could be an artificially intelligent chat bot designed
to
trap pedophiles. This is from NBCNews.com. Okay. The actual technology is coming out of Spain. A new chatbot does just that.
Isn't this what, like, I used to have a Yahoo IM. I don't think I have that anymore. I'm not sure. But I used to get constantly barraged by what appeared to be, you know, randy young women that wanted nothing more than to chat with me online. Of course, when you said things to them that, you know, didn't really sort of fit into their programming, they wouldn't really come up with.
They want you to go to their website and look at their pictures and then pay to look at more.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I never went. I'm not going to just follow links I've been given. I'm a little too scared of the internet.
That's a good idea to not follow those links.
Okay.
Yeah, the internet's full of just links that you can just go play. Don't click any of them. A new chatbot named Nagobot poses as a vulnerable teenage girl and tries to trick online predators into giving away information that would help the authorities track down pedophiles. The bot uses processes like artificial intelligence, natural language processing, and machine learning to react to user-specific comments and remember past conversations. So these chatbots have been around on the internet all over the place, like chatwithgod.com or whatever,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Where you just go chat with God and you make him say silly things back to you. But this one is custom programmed to throw in text language, like replace Y-O-U with just U.
To make it sound more like a teenager.
Yeah, or misspell things on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to act like a teenage girl and see how far unwitting men will talk to it.
They probably should turn them over to a real person once they get them a certain distance down the pipe. You know what I mean?
I don't see any indication that it does that. I just see indications that it continues to log information like, okay, try to get the user's phone number, try to get the user's address.
And then what do they do with that information?
If it was flagged as a quote-unquote illegal conversation, they can do whatever they want with it.
Now, wait,
this
is in what country? Spain?
This is coming out of Spain. I mean, the technology is programmed in Spain, but could easily, obviously, be sold anywhere.
I see.
Anywhere.
Now, yeah, because I was going to say, I don't know what the laws are over in Spain. So, I mean, as far as, like, we've certainly seen or heard of these stories, like NBC News, for instance, did the To Catch a Predator or whatever, where they, you know, would talk to people online who are horny. They would pose as teenage boy or girl and then end up, you know, this guy shows up at their house with a six-pack of beer and, you know,
in his underpants.
Yeah, and he said that he's going to have sex with them. And mm-hmm. So the idea is that this person did have the intention of doing something, and so therefore it's like a thought crime, basically.
Sure.
And I have a real problem with this sort of thing, and who knows how much worse it can be in other countries. Like, you know, do they need even less evidence to go and arrest somebody for a thought crime in some other country?
Showing up at someone's house with beer and condoms is one thing, but there was one case in the To Catch a Predator series where they actually showed up at a guy's house because he'd refused to come for the visit, but they said, well, it's still illegal that you had the conversation.
Really?
They showed up at his house. He committed suicide when they got there.
Oh my gosh.
And it was a major reason that the show actually shut down. So, kind of a tragic incident.
I didn't hear that.
Couldn't find enough predators, huh?
Sure. The bot, which can speak multiple languages, treats the conversation as a game with the objective of gathering as much potential evidence of pedophilic tendencies as possible. And the creepy thing about this bot, or the kind of shady thing about it, I would say, is that if the user on the other end stops talking, decides, okay, I'm going to stop talking to this person, the bot will, after a certain amount of time, try to start the conversation up again, try to act more and more needy and more naive.
Hey, where'd you go?
As the conversation goes on. So that's one of the more controversial points of it, but I just wanted to bring this up. It's been on my show notes for a couple weeks, but I never got to bring it up.
So what do you think about this, Ryder?
I would say I'm on your side as far as it's a thought crime for the most part. You're not really talking to another person, right?
And in the case of the bot, you're not talking to another person. In the case of a police officer masquerading as a teenager, you're not talking to the person you think you're talking to.
Right, you're not talking to an underage person. I would say if you're a pedophile and you start talking to someone and they can't spell any word correctly, you probably should just stop because it's probably just someone overacting.
Well, I don't know. And again, there's a difference in my mind between somebody who's a pedophile and who is actually attracted to, sexually mature teenagers.
That's an ephebiophile by definition.
Yeah.
But, I don't feel bad for the guy who's standing there with a case of beer in his underpants. I just,
I feel bad for anybody who hasn't hurt anybody else who's going to go to prison. That I feel bad for. Showing up at the house with a six-pack of beer and, whatever else they would show up with condoms is not, I'm sorry, that's not rape, it's not violence, it's not anything, and it's certainly probably because the person on the other side of the line said they wanted them to,
True, it's probably not good judgment to follow the younger person you perceive to be on the other side of that internet connection.
Probably not, but... What's the crime?
Right. However, yeah, this bot scares me a little bit because it can collect evidence that's sort of in the gray area. And the moment you pull out the word pedophile to the public, they're just going to be on the police's side, on the authority side.
Yeah.
When a lot of this, like I said, it could be gray area conversations that shouldn't really be illegal.
Let me ask you this, Ian. Say, for instance, you allowed somebody to stay in your house and they brought somebody over to your house to party in the house, and you had specifically been clear that you didn't want any parties going on in the house, and the person who came over to party knew that you didn't want them there to party.
Mm-hmm.
Would any of those people be culpable for damages, crimes, things like that?
Well, there's not a crime. It would be a contract violation. I mean, if you're talking about like a tenant or a roommate or something.
I think it's reasonably certain that most parents don't want their 14, 13-year-old kids humping adults in their house.
No doubt.
The adults probably know that the parents don't want them there. So
probably
heading on over to other people's houses. I think it's different if a kid...
That's not a crime. I mean, for a teenager doing something that their parents don't want them to do, throwing a party when the parents go out of town, kind of the classic teenager thing to do, not a crime. I mean, they're going to say that it's a crime to have underage drinking at the party, but ultimately there's no victim except for the parents who might have a trashed house, in which case, then yeah, the son or daughter should have to clean up the damn house. And then there's probably going to be some kind of grounding or punishment involved. And those are all private agreements that, don't need to involve the government one bit.
I'll tell you, going over to somebody's house like that, you're putting yourself in bodily danger, too, because...
Oh, sure.
There's...
I'm not saying it's a smart thing to do. I'm just saying I can't identify who the victim is in that case. I feel bad for somebody who has essentially been, misled into a prison sentence when nobody got raped.
Sure. There's a real fine line here between entrapment and an actual predator. And I would think a bot that's aggressively pursuing a conversation with a person online, you can call it entrapment.
That's it's difficult to know what's going on in that circumstance. And I, you know, I guess what, like, for me, in New Hampshire, the age of consent is 16.
That's
in some
states,
it's 18.
Mm-hmm.
It's been relatively recently in many states, in some states, 14, and I think Canada was 14 recently, too. So, I mean, here we have in our lifetimes, you know, when the age of consent was 14. I don't think it makes much sense for a 40-year-old adult to be, you know, messing around with a 15-year-old kid, but it happens. The news stories are out, and, I mean, people want to know. There's salacious news stories, and I certainly think that news stories are worth putting out about these. I mean, if you
find out.
What
was the teacher's name?
I don't know. I don't care.
Like, the most infamous teacher, I'm spacing on her name right now, that she had sex with one of her students. She went to prison, and, well, he impregnated her, and they've got a kid together. But actually, when she got out of prison, he was waiting for her. Last I heard,
they got back together,
yeah,
right?
They were still together.
Yeah.
So who am I to say that, you know, it's none of my business, really. And why should she have gone to prison exactly? What did she do wrong?
Yeah, I mean, as an older female and a younger male, you're going to get that double standard where society doesn't feel so bad
about that happening.
For the guy.
Yeah, that's true. And of course, you never really see the stories of the older female showing up at the house with a six pack of beer. It's got to happen. It has to have happened at some point.
Yeah, probably, but more or less, they.
The females are driven
the time
by
and place.
Different
place.
Motives. Usually.
Yeah, it's probably a lot easier to catch horny dudes than it is the ladies. Anyway, out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and check Ryder out over at Puking a Gang at PukingAGang.com.
Thank you.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.